Truth Social pulls Bitcoin. ETF filing from SEC review. Trump Media and Technology Group's Truth Social has pulled its spot Bitcoin ETF application from review at the Securities and Exchange Commission, according to a report from Cointelegraph on May 20, 2026. The withdrawal removes one of the most politically visible issuers from the active queue of pending crypto ETF applications. Bitcoin traded at $76,620 at the time of the announcement, down 0.2% on the day and 5.5% on the week, with the crypto fear and greed index sitting at 39, fear. The broader ETF complex has been bleeding outflows for several weeks, a backdrop that may have influenced the timing. A politically branded product steps aside. Truth Social parent Trump Media filed for a spot Bitcoin ETF in 2025, joining a crowded field that already included BlackRock's iBit, Fidelity's FBTC, Bitwise, RK21 Shares, VanEck, and a dozen others. The product was positioned as a politically branded alternative for retail investors aligned with the Trump Media ecosystem, which also operates the Truth Social platform and a separate Truth Plus streaming service. The withdrawal arrives without a public reason. Issuers pull filings for several reasons: an inability to meet listing exchange requirements, surveillance sharing agreements that cannot be finalized, custodial arrangements that fall through, or a strategic decision that the market for an additional Bitcoin ETF is no longer attractive given fee compression among the existing entrants. For context, iBit alone manages tens of billions in assets and charges 0.25% after the post-launch fee waiver expired. A new entrant would either need to undercut that fee or offer a meaningful structural differentiator. Pure brand marketing has not historically been enough to win share in a commoditized ETF wrapper. ETF tape was already bleeding the withdrawal lands during a difficult stretch for crypto ETF flows. U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs shed roughly $1 billion a single week earlier this month, with Goldman Sachs exiting its XRP and Solana ETF positions entirely and cutting its ETH ETF holdings by 70% in Q1 disclosures. Harvard Management also exited its entire ETH ETF position, while Mubadala lifted its iBit stake to $660 million on the buy side. Against that mixed institutional picture, launching a 13th or 14th spot Bitcoin ETF from a politically branded sponsor is a much harder commercial proposition than it would have been at the start of 2024, when the first wave of approvals captured most of the early flows. Regulatory optics without confirmation. Trump Media is a publicly listed company whose chairman is the sitting U.S. president. Any product carrying the Trump or Truth Social brand and regulated by the SEC inherits a level of political scrutiny that no other issuer faces. Pulling the application removes one source of friction between the administration and the agency it nominally oversees, though there is no public statement linking the withdrawal to any specific concern. The SEC under Acting Chair Paul Atkins has been rolling back several legacy enforcement policies. Earlier this month, the agency rescinded a decades-old gag rule on enforcement settlements and is preparing an innovation exemption for tokenized stocks on crypto platforms. A Trump-branded ETF moving through the same agency would have drawn attention to those overlaps every step of the way. Implications for the pending queue: with Truth Social out, the live pending list for spot Bitcoin products narrows by one. Attention now sits on the next wave of products. VanEck and Grayscale have filed fresh BNB ETF amendments, Hype ETFs posted the strongest altcoin debut of 2026, and Solana cleared $1 billion in spot ETF assets earlier this month. The product pipeline is still expanding, even as the BTC and ETH wrappers see net selling. For crypto card users, the direct read-through is limited. ETF flows shape spot price action, which in turn affects token-funded reward economics on cards that pay out in BTC, ETH, or platform tokens. A weaker ETF tape compresses the dollar value of those rewards even when the percentage rate stays constant. That dynamic favors stablecoin spending options and fixed-rate cashback rewards over reward structures that depend on token appreciation.